The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome back, everyone, from a very happy and thankful Thanksgiving feast. I know mine just ended yesterday, got started Thursday very early, and took me all the way through that USC tragic loss. And, of course, we saw what Eli Manning is to football. But I made it through the Thanksgiving holiday once again, and now we are at the close of the month of November, starting tomorrow on the final day. But I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the Grandmaster, the Master Blaster, Joe Weider's birthday today is 91 years young, and congratulations to the big man who started it all off, kicked it off with his brother Ben, who unfortunately and untimely 2 years ago passed away 2 weeks after the Mr. Olympia Championships. But big Joe Weider, 91 years young, still going strong, enjoying his birthday today. Really quick, we got a caller calling in all the way from New York with a breaking news story. Fackery, the trainer of champions. Fackery, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sean. I'm very happy to be part of MD now.
Hey, man, tell me what's going on with you. I got some late-breaking news over the weekend real quick.
Yeah, it was great news, man. I'm going to start writing a column for MD Magazine, and it's about time I'm part of the MD family. I'm very happy for it. I'm very excited.
Welcome to Team MD. Once again, you've had some very good run-ins with some of these athletes coming along the way. I saw you work with a couple guys at the national championships this past November, October out in Atlanta, Georgia. We've had some success, and yourself, you're getting ready to throw your hat back into the arena here coming up in 2011 in the competition.
Yeah, God willing, I'll be back to compete on stage next year. And as far as my clients, we've done very well this year. We developed six pros, a whole bunch of national-level competitors, and I'm very happy, man. I mean, I'm always very happy when my clients achieve their goals.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what you have in store for the readers of Muscular Development Magazine. I know you're always very up on everything, and you're working with these guys, helping them put the polish on those championship physiques. We're going to see you in a couple of weeks out there in New Jersey, are we not?
New Jersey, yep. Sean Ray Muscle Cam, Diamond Gym, December 11th.
All right. Well, hey, welcome to Team MD. We look forward to having you at the Muscular Development Muscle Camp out there, and we'll get some sound bites and some great photos. Have a great time out there at Diamond Gym.
I will. Thank you, Sean. Have a blessed night.
All right. That's Fack, man, the strongest little guy in the business right now. And now you can add the title of Trainer of Champions, and, of course, we'll find out where he'll jump back on the 2011 stage after the new year. Some more breaking news. Eric the House Fankhauser has now announced that he's working with training czar guru, the Englishman Neil Hill, and will be announcing his competition plans later on in the year. Congratulations to Fankhauser. He did qualify and compete in his very first Mr. Olympia Championships this past September, and now he got a taste of big-time bodybuilding, and he's got a training guru in his camp, and I'm sure there's nowhere to go for him but up. Congratulations to Fankhauser, the House. All right, let's bring on our next edition. The Team MD will shift gears, go from the East Coast all the way to the Lone Star State of Texas. Steve Kuklo, welcome to Team MD, brother.
Oh, thank you very much. I guess that's the first thing to say is thank you, because I haven't stopped smiling since that I got the email about it.
Yeah, well, is this your first time calling the radio show?
No, I called one time. We talked before Nationals. But this is the first time as a family member, I guess you could say.
Well, welcome to Team MD. Steve Bleckman obviously sees in you what a lot of the judges potentially see in you as well. I know you're not one to try to let people down, but at 25 years young, Steve, can you smell it? Can you taste it? You're right there on the cusp of an IFBB pro card.
I definitely do. Definitely, I feel it. You know, I feel like I'm at the point as far as my physique is about ready to step on a pro stage, and I think this year of putting it all together, all the little pieces that I've been working on over the past 7 years of competing is all going to bring the package that everybody's been waiting for. And I'm definitely excited about what 2011 is going to bring.
Well, no doubt you seem to be a diamond in the rough. What people forget, only a couple of short years ago, yourself along with Trey Brewer were right there nipping at the heels of a pro card at the national championships, but maybe a little bit too young beyond your years. You have some muscle maturity to do to fill out. You're a super heavyweight bodybuilder, fireman by trade. You work for a living, and yet you still managed to inch a little bit closer with each of these competitions. You didn't seem that discouraged out there in Las Vegas, and of course you resoundingly seemed very encouraged after the national championships came down the pipe. I mean, how tough of a run was that from the USA, where you barely missed the top five, and then at the nationals, a couple of things here and there, and you could have been right there with Robert Bernica.
Mm-hmm. I just try to take something from every show, and I think that's kind of what the sport's about. And you know, coming. Trying to, you know, I was peeking for the USA's and, you know, messed a few little things up, and that's part of the sport. You know, you don't nail everything, and you try something new. That kind of, when my wife said, hey, you need to do the nationals, that gave me all the go to put it all together for another 10, 12 weeks, I think it was, because they moved it up, which made it feasible for me with work and everything. And so it worked out really well. And, you know, I just said, what's another 10 weeks? I mean, you know, you pour 10 years and 10 months into training, and it's just to do it 10 weeks again at stage, you know. Now I try to take it, you know, try to enjoy what I do now instead of just, like, making it a goal. I try to really enjoy it because you got to enjoy the ride while you can, you know.
Right, and you're going to suffer some setbacks here and there, but along the way, as that muscle maturity starts to come into play, I think what might have sealed the deal, man, is what you displayed in Las Vegas, where arguably you should have been in that top five call-out. Those pictures that Parabenal took, those black and whites, were nothing short of amazing. And then, of course, you brought it in Atlanta, Georgia, where a couple of guys had a few notches above you with regards to certain areas. But it seems to me you're just a diamond in the rough in terms of the conditioning aspect. Are you working with someone trying to help you get in shape, or are you doing this solo?
It's been pretty much a solo effort, you know, help from some friends, and just Harris and Art Atwood has kind of helped me and guide me a little bit. But I brought on, Honey and I have been talking, and Honey Rambod and I have signed on with each other, and you got Team Honey Kukulo coming at you.
Well, no doubt Honey knows a thing or two about getting athletes ready. He's in the camp of Mr. Olympia, four-time Jay Cutler, and, of course, the first runner-up in Phil Heath. Do you think on any level with the amount of clientele that he's got that you're going to get the kind of attention that those two guys get? I mean, is this a new venture for you, working with somebody that's that reputable in our industry?
I think, you know, having someone that's taken someone to the top is definitely a plus, and it definitely helps to kind of have that knowledge behind you. And I think anytime you feel comfortable with somebody that knows that they could take someone with a lot of potential and take them to the top. I mean, you see what he's doing with Phil. He's turned him to absolute freak, and he's got a great track record, and having all that, it's kind of sealed the deal.
Well, having said that, it's a long run between January and this summer at the USA Championships, where I presume you'll be going back to try to get that pro card rather than wait until the month of November for the national title. Do you have a preference? I mean, you've jumped into both the USA and the Nationals. I mean, is it just a vehicle to get the pro card, or does it matter? You're going to see these guys one way or another, which show you.
I'm definitely gunning for the USA. That's what I'm shooting for, and that's going to be my show. I'm really excited about going back to Vegas, and it's, you know, kind of a little bit of redemption, but at the same time, it's going out there and showing what people are expecting of me. And you know, like you said, I'm not one to let people down, and you know, I'm one just to keep working, and nothing's going to stop me. And you know, so when I pour my heart into something, the sky's the limit. So, and having the support of everybody and MD, and you know, it just makes it like complete. So it's like putting the paintings on the canvas, and just it's time to frame it because it's ready. You know.
Well, it sounds like you're at the firehouse right now, and you're doing your job. I mean. That's
yeah, it worked out good. We just got a flat tire in the engine, so we're waiting for somebody to come fix it. So I just finished up dinner, threw a little Italian on the guys, and I made some lasagna and some pesto chicken and stuff. And I just told them to call them, so that's what you kind of heard a second ago, and they said, time to eat. So all the guys come running to the kitchen pretty much, so it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm not going to keep you from your food. I know that's part of the business of bodybuilding as well, man. We look forward to big things from you coming up in the 2011 season. Look forward to supporting you on your way to the USA Championships. It's not going to be easy. You may have to run through Keith Williams, who was a bridesmaid 3 times this past year. What do you think specifically you've got to do to get the victory over a guy like a Keith Williams?
I think with my lines and like you said, another year of muscle maturity, and it's I got the size to stand next to anybody, I think my lines and just bringing in that little crisper condition, which I think Hani's going to bring me in, is what's going to do it. So,
right on. Well, Steve, bring the heat come September, actually July, last weekend of July. We'll all be there, Team MD, and we look forward to your column and seeing you interact online in the Q&A section and all that good stuff. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
MD.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate you guys. Thank you again.
All right. That's Steve Kuko calling in from the Lone Star State of Texas, our latest addition to the Team MD family. Another find by Mr. Steve Bleckman, who obviously has high regard for what Steve Kuko not only has accomplished at the young age of 25, but will continue to accomplish going into 2011. We're going to come back after our first commercial break with the Swami, Lonnie Teeper. We're going to kind of recap the champions of 2010 and kind of segue into what's going to be coming up in 2011. But one thing that we do know here at Muscular Development, we had a lot of moves and a lot of shakes going down. We signed 8-time Mr. Olympia Lee Haney, who's now got a column in Muscular Development magazine. The first one's out right now on the stands with Kevin English on the cover, the January edition. Of course, we signed Jay Cutler back in February of 2010, which was huge. 4 times Mr. Olympia has now joined the Hall of Famer Lee Haney. And not to be outdone, only a week or so ago, Linda Murray, 8-time Hall of Fame Ms. Olympia champion, is now a member of Team MD. And who could forget the Big Bad Wolf is back with Team MD, and we look forward to seeing what's in store for him getting ready for the 2011 Arnold Classic Championships. There was a lot that went down. There's no doubt. I'm going to segue this into interviewing Lonnie Teeper from Iron Man Magazine, who emceed a lot of the shows and knows a lot of the competitors and follows the sport religiously. He's a very well respected individual in the game and a bodybuilding historian, if I must say. But coming up in 2011, we're going to have a new women's physique division, as you all know. We're also going to be joined with a men's physique division. It's going to start off on the NPC level, hopefully make room for a pro division come 2012. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about Weider AMI filing for bankruptcy and possibly moving back to New York. We'll ask Lonnie Teeper his take on that. And on the calendar for 2011 is the Masters Pro World Championships, where it's said to be rumored at $240,000 at stake, with a $20,000 bikini competition, $200,000 men's pro Masters prize money, with $100,000 at stake for first place. We're going to find out what the hell happened to these guys. Where's Silvio Samuel? Where the heck is Melvin Anthony? What happened to Fuad in 2010? Quincy Taylor, what's going on? And Gustavo Bedell was on last week, had 4 kids. He's talking about making a return to the stage in 2011. Let's bring on the Swami after this first commercial break here at MD Radio. You're listening to Sean Ray. We'll be right back.
This is Lonnie Teeper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength. strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Run! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! I still you! It's going in!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the
truth and these other boys phony. All right, welcome back. So far we've heard from two new members of the family. That is Team MD. We've got Thackeray, and now we also have Steve Kuklo. MD just got a little bit better in a very short order, so 2011 is looking very good as of right now. And, of course, I stated earlier online that we have room for callers. And, of course, who? None other than the mayor himself from New York, Big Dan. Welcome to MD Radio.
What's going on, Sean?
You jumped at the opportunity. I've got the Swami on hold, so you got to make this quick, son.
Yes, I just want to know Lonnie's opinion on whether Kai Greene or Phil Heath should do the Arnold this year. I think they both should do the Arnold. I think it's Phil's show to win, no problem, straight first. And I think Kai has to do it because he looks so poor at the Olympia. And I'd love to know Lonnie's input because he's a big-time expert.
Okay, I'll give you my 2 cents real quick. We'll bring Lonnie on. I personally advise Phil not to do the contest on the mere fact that he's done it 2 consecutive years. He's now moved into that second-place spot at the Mr. Olympia where Branch Warren sat comfortably a year ago. And, of course, Branch stayed on his diet, went to the Arnold Classic, and he fell down to third place, and he wound up in third place at this year's Mr. Olympia. I think that was a result of taking on the responsibilities of being so good, the demand for guest posing, plus not giving his body a rest. If Phil takes the time off like Jay Cutler, a full year, he levels the playing field for that Olympia title, A, being younger than Jay Cutler, and B, having a few extra months of rest and recuperation to prepare for that Mr. Olympia Championships, where I think going back and forth to the Arnold Classic, I think it's a tough run up to the Mr. Olympia, and I think it will interfere with him being better than he was this year. He improved a little bit this year from the year before where he was sick, but I think with a full year's rest, he can improve that much better. We'll find out what the Swami has to say right after this, Dan. Thank you for your question. Coming to the stage, picking up the mic, someone that is no stranger to the world of professional bodybuilding and amateur alike, let's bring on the Swami by way of, I think he calls it, does it San Marino, California? Swami, welcome to MD Radio.
How you doing there, Sugar Sean?
Did I get that right? Is it San Marino?
Well, I'm from everywhere, you know.
Where the shootings and all the killings take place?
No, there was only one. That was 25 years ago. Rockefeller, okay.
What happened to the musical mogul that shot the blonde chick?
That was Alhambra. I live there occasionally, too. Depends on, you know, week to week I move around.
LT
Pasadena, Alhambra, San Marino, you know, same area.
From the mean streets of the Pasadena area, we had a question from Dan the Mayor, who is also a bodybuilding historian. I'll let you know this guy is up on his bodybuilding athletes. He suggests that he believes that both Kai and Phil Heath should go for the Arnold Classic. Tell me the pros and cons, A, of Kai Greene going back for the three-peat.
Well, Kai, I think, definitely has to. You know, he didn't do well.
Mm-hmm.
At the Olympia. He fell all the way down to seventh place, and now there's questions, is the guy really a superstar bodybuilder? I think he still is.
Right.
It's easy to write somebody off, but, you know, after one bad performance. But he has to go. He's got to re-qualify for the Olympia anyway, so I think he's probably going to do the new Flex Pro is 2 weeks before the Arnold, and then you piggyback it. And, you know, it's $150,000, whatever it is, for first place, and he's two-time defending champion, and I think he has to do it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think maybe if he goes back, I mean, obviously he fell down to seventh place. He's not familiar with that at the Olympia, but he did win the Olympia and the Arnold Classic, the Australian Pro and the Arnold Classic the last two consecutive years. Is this something of diminishing returns for Kai Greene at this past Olympia, which could carry over into the Arnold if he doesn't rest his body a little bit?
Well, you know, we'll never know. It's easy to look after the show, and if he comes in and looks spectacular at the Arnold and crushes everybody, we'll say, "Yeah, see, it was a smart move."
Mm-hmm.
And if he comes in and he, you know, let's don't forget Branch Warren.
Right.
He's been waiting in the wings, and Branch Warren's been right there at the Olympia and at the Arnold. So it's not going to be an easy show, whether Phil Heath or Kai Greene does it, with Branch Warren right there. But, you know, if Kai comes in way off, we could turn around and say, see that? Boy, he needed the rest. He didn't have enough time to rest, and he didn't make improvements. So it's easier to make these decisions after the event. But, you know, the Arnold's like 4 or 5 months after the Olympia, and then the Olympia's like 5 months after the Arnold. I mean, if you can't do two shows in a year...
Yeah, well, let's stay with Kai, because this is a guy that goes up to 300 pounds. We both know he competed way too heavy at this year's Mr. Olympia, but he goes up in between these contests, which has got to take its toll. Does he have more to lose than gain if this guy comes in and he misses it like he did at the Olympia, and then he's got to do another show to try to qualify later on in the year for the Olympia?
Well, you know, that cuts both ways, too. Let's say, hypothetically, he doesn't do that well at the Arnold, but then he comes back later in the year and wins one of the Europa shows or something, and he's back in spectacular shape. All it takes is to hit the money one more time, and everybody's going to forget about the other stuff.
True that. Let's talk about the young new jack out there, the Denver Nugget, Phil Heath, who seems to have the world by the coattail where he sits right now. Does he have more to lose by going to the Arnold and losing, or does he actually have more to gain by going there and winning? It's just that would be strictly for the money.
Well, I think it's more than just the money. As you know, Sean, as a former Arnold Classic champion, that is a tremendous event.
Yeah.
In addition to the money, the exposure is tremendous, and it's what an honor to win that show. And Phil Heath arguably could have won that show last year, and he fell at the evening show to Kai Greene. He barely lost. He was ahead after the prejudging. And Phil Heath proved last year that you can do the Arnold and look terrific, and do the Olympia and look terrific. And one thing that you got to look at is, even if Phil does come in spectacular, if Jay Cutler comes in on the money again next year, you know, he was a little off this year compared to 09. If he's back to the 09 look, could Phil Heath beat him anyway? That's another way to look at it.
I'm going to stay with the comment that the 8-time Mr. Olympia Lee Haney said, and that was his advice was, look, if you're trying to be Mr. Olympia, then that's where you need to put all your chips. It gives the reigning and defending champion Jay Cutler the advantage of these guys having to peak and compete in March and then having to redo it while Jay's out there on the circuit cleaning up house and resting his body. Phil Heath has proven last year, or actually this year, that by his second place at the Arnold this year, where I thought he won, and his second place at the Olympia this year, where I thought he won, he is ripe to become the next Mr. Olympia if he rests his body. If he continues to compete in the Arnold and the Olympia back-to-back, remember, Flex Wheeler fell victim to that, too. He became the greatest Arnold Classic champion because that's where he, you know, put all of his ducks in a row there. And Kai Greene seems to be that way right now. But by the Olympia time, these guys run out of gas.
Yeah, but you just kind of proved my point. If you think Phil Heath should have won the Arnold.
I did.
And if you think Phil Heath should have won the Olympia.
I did.
Then that shows that it isn't a disadvantage.
Well, I'm not a judge as well, Lonnie. I'm also not a judge. But I just
Phil Heath looked every bit as good, if not better, at the Olympia than he did at the Arnold. He's proven that you could peak twice. Why can't you peak twice in a year? The shows are 6 months apart.
It just sucks that we don't normally see it happen too often where the actual reward is worth the output of the energy. And I believe right now Phil Heath has gone on record as saying that he is one of the guys that will be sitting in the audience right next to you and I.
Sitting next to me, but unless he's co-emceeing.
Oh, yeah, that's
you know
doing the wind. Oh, yeah, you're right. How is that? As a matter of fact, that's a job, Lonnie. That definitely you're running back and forth between these amateurs, and that amateurs now looks like a world professional contest. And then you got to run over here and do the open men, which is limited to 14 guys or 15. But how is that, the dynamic of doing those amateurs?
Well, it's way beyond that. I start Thursday night. We have the Arnold Amateur Fitness Bikini and Figure, the judging and the finals of the bikini, and I go from 7 to 11 or 6 to 11 on stage. Friday morning, I'm back at Vets doing the bodybuilding pre-judging. Friday night, I do the Miss International. Saturday mornings, the 10 to 1 in the expo stage of the Arnold Amateur Finals. You're right, and that has about 400 people with about 25,000 people in the audience watching at that point. And then I do the finals that night with the men's finals. So it's a action-filled weekend for me for sure, but I'd rather be more busy than less busy.
Yeah, well, with that said, we've seen the last two amateur Arnold Classic winners go on to actually win pro contests the following year. As a matter of fact, you were there at the mic introducing those guys who went on to great success the past year.
Yeah. And matter of fact, it went even before that. That's always been great battles. I remember 4 years ago, I think the first year that I hosted it, it was a great battle between Mark Alvisi and Mike Liberatore, who now, of course, are IFBB pros. But then Tarek El Satouchi won.
Yep.
Who's been a good pro. He hasn't been a great pro, but he's been a good pro. And then Ruli Winkler and then Obiad last year,
right?
Who I would have had
in
my Olympia predictions, I would have had him in the top 10. He just decided not to do the contest.
Yeah, he had a couple of injuries. He was trained by George Ferrer, and he was battling and nursing some injuries, sitting out. So he should be one of those X factors when he does reappear. God only knows where he's going to come and jump back on that stage out of Dubai, but he'll be an interesting character for sure. And, of course, Ruli Winkler with some time off, making a comeback, should mix things up nicely. Let's take another commercial break, Lonnie Tieper. When we come back, we're going to go down our list of champions, our winners of the 2010 bodybuilding season. And there were many and very diverse that set the stage for the upcoming 2011 bodybuilding season, which will get kicked off at the Flex Show sometime in the month of February, I believe, the second or the third week of February, right before the 23rd annual Arnold Classic Championships in Columbus, Ohio. You are on the line with the Swami, Lonnie Tieper, Elvis Presley. Take a commercial break. Be right back.
This is Marcus Haley of The Comet, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
This is IFB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Run! Hey, hey! I still here! It's going again! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony.
All right, we are on the phone with the king, Lonnie Teeper, who likes to refer to himself. Lonnie, why do you call yourself the king? Did somebody tell you you look like Elvis Presley?
You did. It was at the Ironman Pro in 1990, and I sang Don't Be Smooth with the Elvis outfit, the jumpsuit, the wig. And when I walked in, you were getting ready to go on stage. You were so stunned, you almost had to pull out of the show. And when you heard me sing, you were like...
I got to be careful what I say, man.
You tell me, do you think I sound like Elvis?
Let's hear it, dude. Come on. Let him hear it.
Some other time, son.
Lonnie, look, we're talking about bodybuilding here. We'll talk about music later on. You know, you went to a lot of the contests. You didn't go to all of them. I was there with Team MD. Let's go down the list, man. Arizona, we saw Marvelous Melvin Anthony come out of the box. He just lost his contract with Muscle Tech, and he had his contract reduced over there at Flex Magazine. Comes out, wins 10 grand, joins forces with Dennis James. The next thing you know, he's making an announcement in the month of May or June in Oklahoma. He can't afford to compete on the Mr. Olympia stage. Have we seen the last of Melvin Anthony?
Well, I know one thing. I think his favorite movie is The Phantom of the Opera. Because, yeah. Like, where did he go?
He disappeared.
Where is the guy?
Well, the last thing I heard, he went to Canada, and then he's back in California. But you talk about disappearing acts. This is a guy that's barely going on 41 years old here, Lonnie. That's not old.
He is 41, and I'd say in the past, yeah, that would make a difference. But then you look at this year's Olympia. Dennis James was 44. Troy Alves was a couple days before his 44th birthday. Tony Freeman's 44, and he looks terrific still. So I don't think Melvin's age really is a factor. If it was 5 or 6 years ago, I would say it would be a factor. I think it's more like what is going on in his life right now. Does he have it together? If you don't have it together on the outside, it's going to be tough to have it together getting up on stage.
No doubt. And he did go through a divorce and was bouncing back and forth to Canada. So it'll be interesting to see where Melvin Anthony resurfaces, if at all, in the 2011 bodybuilding season. On the 202 side, we saw Atlanta, Georgia's Rock Shabazz come out and get his very first victory, a former national champion. And that set the stage for the 202 qualified early in the year. We went to the Arnold. We already talked about Kai Greene and, of course, Iris Kai. What was that, her fifth or sixth Arnold class?
I don't know. She's got so many titles now. I'm losing track with the Miss International and the Olympia. She has dominated the game on the female side just as much as Lee did and Dorian and Ronnie Coleman and now how Jay is. So just an absolute phenomenon.
Yeah, we saw Nicole Wilkins-Lee walk off with the figure title to add to her former Miss Olympia title, which she lost this year, Lonnie, to Aaron Stern. But still, she seems to be one of those girls that's a standard for that industry. Winning the Olympia and the Miss International figure is nothing short of amazing, too.
Yeah, she's very, very good. It was a slight upset with Aaron beating her at the Olympia, but Aaron's got a beautiful physique. She's an athlete, a high jumper, competes in the Maccabiah Games. That's your favorite competition.
Yeah, well, I favor Aaron
Jewish
Stern,
athletes.
Aaron Stern all day long, twice on Sunday. Australia saw Kai Greene return and win his second Australian Championships. Missed his flight out there, by the way. Mr. Bleckman, I think, had to help him get out there. Rolly Winkler went on to New York and jumped in his first pro contest and walked off. Actually, it wasn't his first pro contest.
He did the Arnold.
Australia, and then he got his first pro victory
in
New York. What do you think of him?
You know, I was really high on him. Matter of fact, when I did my Mr. Olympia predictions, I had him around eighth. And I don't know if he just was off in Las Vegas or whether his color was so off that it made him look like he wasn't in top shape. But he probably wasn't the Rolly Winkler that he was at the Arnold and at the New York Pro. And I think if he was in that condition, he still could have finished in around eighth.
Yeah, I can tell you, he was off. I mean, he'd done the Arnold. He had already went to Australia, and, you know, somewhere along the way, he, you know, had to go back to his home of Curaçao in the Netherlands. And, I mean, the guy's all over the map, and he winds up, New York gets the victory and does photo shoots and limped into the Mr. Olympia, but he got a taste of what that Olympia weekend is like. I'm sure, like myself, he's not going to show up at that Olympia unprepared this 2011 once he does get qualified. And we saw young Kevin English win his third consecutive 202 New York Pro Championship. What do you make of the freak, man?
Well, I tell you, the amazing thing about Kevin English is he looks like on stage like he's 225 pounds. You know, this guy has to weigh in at 202 or below.
Yeah.
And he is just a beast for that 202 class, and he's beating some really great guys. But I think Kevin is just so dominating. My feeling is he probably could have been in the top 10 at the Mr. Olympia last year. So what do you do now? Do you continue to roll in the 202 where you've already established yourself as the dominator? Or do you go up, you know, one level and see if you can crack the top 10, you know, and earn the more respect even that way?
Well, he was on the show not a week ago, and he made mention that he is going to throw his hat into an open division somewhere along the August shows, and he'll make the decision whether he's going to drop down for the Mr. Olympia 202 or not. He'll wait and see how that one plays out. But then we went on to the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Tampa Pro Championships put on by Tim Gardner, and we saw Ben, the Showstopper White, win his first pro title. What do you make of the strongman?
Well, the Muhammad Ali of bodybuilding, he looked good in that show. I was waiting for Ben White to produce as a pro. He hasn't yet. Of course, that set the stage for one of the all-time great predictions. The week after, I hope I'm not stepping on your toes here a little bit, moving to the next show.
Yeah.
But I predicted Ed Nunn, who took fourth in that show, would actually win in the newly formed Europa, Connecticut.
Yeah,
he did.
he leapfrogged over quite a few bodybuilders. Ed Nunn with the X-Frame, he held Troy Alves, who was a two-time bridesmaid. That was Troy's homecoming out of Connecticut, went back to Connecticut after getting second at Pro Bodybuilding Weekly in Tampa, wound up second to Ed Nunn. And Ed, you're right, he looked nothing short of amazing in that contest as well. A taller, needs to fill out a little bit more in the pec area. His legs are amazing. His arms. What does he need to do to get in that Olympia lineup and make a push for those guys?
He's just got to be thicker, like you said, you know. And, I mean, Ed's not a kid. I believe in his late 30s, but I don't think he's been bodybuilding that long.
Right.
And he still has room to grow. Mm-hmm. And he does have a great physique. And he's definitely a top 10 Mr. Olympia potential guy. There's,
yeah.
You know, he's got the tools, but I don't know, 5 to 7 pounds harder, keeping the same condition. I think he can do some damage.
Well, he's no spring chicken, 38 years young, out of Indiana. We also saw Jose Raymond pick up that 202 title out there at the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Championships. As well, he held off David English in Connecticut for the
David Henry.
What do you make of Jose? He held David Henry at bay. I mean, David Henry looked phenomenal in Connecticut, but Jose Raymond took him out.
Well, Jose Raymond is really, I mean, you talk about adding thickness. We talked about how, you know, Ed Nunn needs to add some thickness. First thing he needs to do is hop on the plane to Massachusetts and spend a weekend with Jose and say, okay, you know, how did you prepare for this? Because this guy has really put on the muscle.
No doubt.
Well, and now I always thought he was going to be very good, but I didn't know he was going to be this good.
Right. Well, we wound up after that, Lonnie, you and I, we wound up in Las Vegas at the USA Championships, where we saw Sarah Hayes, who will be participating in the Muscle Camp out there in New Jersey December the 11th at Diamond Gym, win the women's heavyweight and the overall. What did you make of her on the female side of things?
Very interesting situation at the USA, you know, and because I MC the show, I did it for like the 18th straight year, I'm so involved and trying to get the names pronounced right and the cities right and get the results right.
Yeah.
But I don't get to zero in on the competitors. But I did in the women's bodybuilding because I noticed that two or three of these gals were former figure champions.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved over to bodybuilding and kind of had a different look. And it was very interesting. Hayes is a very, very good bodybuilder, and she will do very well in the pro ranks.
On the men's side of things at the USA Championships, heck, I just slipped my name. Who was the guy that won the USA?
You know who won the USA.
I just had a what is it called?
Huh?
Right part?
Huh?
I had a Lonnie Tieper moment.
Huh? Jason Huh.
Jason Huh. Who's
a Lonnie Tieper moment with him. That's cold.
I had a Lonnie Tieper moment. Jason Huh. I'm like, huh?
Lonnie Tieper doesn't forget names.
Jason Huh, though, he packed on like 30 pounds more muscle, didn't bring the refinement that we would like him to see. I know we both were arguing, go to the Europa Pro, jump in it. But he walked off with that title, which is what he went to Las Vegas to achieve. What did you make of him?
He is a beast, man.
Yeah.
He and Steve Kuklo are, you know, two of the great young bodybuilders. Steve's still in the NPC, probably not for much longer. But Jason's like 25, 26 years old. Tremendous. A lot of people were looking at his leg development and reminding him of the late Paul DeMeo, a.k.a. Quadzilla. So this is going to be real interesting when Jason enters this New York Pro and goes against Big Mac, Cedric McMillan in May, and I don't know who else is going to be in there. Maybe Winkler's going to go back and stuff.
Yeah, that show's going to be stacked in New York City.
I think it's going to be the best, at least at this point, I think this could be Steve Weinberger's best lineup in years, if not ever, in that show.
Yeah, it's wide open for a number of guys that can walk off with that New York Pro title, join the likes of a Darren Charles, a Melvin Anthony, a Branch Warren, Phil Heath, of course. Evan Sintipani will be making his pro debut at the Arnold, I'm not pro debut, but his debut at the Arnold Classic coming up in March, which we'll talk about on the other side of the commercial break. We're going to take our final commercial break here at MD Radio number 88, where we're listening to the Swami. We're going to find out what's going on in 2011. And, you know, this guy's good for a couple of predictions or two. Of course, he predicted I'd win the Mr. Olympia. That was the last time I stopped listening to this guy and his predictions. We'll be right back with the Swami, who calls himself the King.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Do you want
cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world. VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today. Where other companies fall short, VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the no bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! I still hear it! It's going in! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Oh. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at HumaPro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
The next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's Stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of Stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the truth
and these other boys phony. All right, and we are on live with the Swami by way of Southern California. And really quick here, Lonnie, closing out the 2011 bodybuilding season, we saw, of course, four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, whom you predicted 1 year prior would repeat as the Mr. Olympia champion. And, of course, MD was quick to sign him and lock him up. And we also saw Ronnie Rocco right prior to the Mr. Olympia walk off with that Spanish championship over there, the Europe Spaniard Show. What did you make of Ronnie Rocco, the German guy?
I've always thought he's a great bodybuilder. You know, I don't know if he gets overlooked. He's not the biggest guy on stage, but he's certainly one of the most balanced. And he's made his mark. It's hard for somebody that size to break into the top three, but doing what he's done is terrific. And I tip my hat to him. He had a great 2010.
Yeah, there's no question. He took out several guys to land himself in that top six at the Mr. Olympia, including Dennis James, who retired promptly following the conclusion of this year's Mr. Olympia Championship. And, of course, we finished the bodybuilding season off with the national champion, Robert Bernica, the Lithuanian by way of Las Vegas and the training partner of Dennis Wolf, getting his pro card, says he may be getting ready for the Europa show out there in Connecticut where he spent 9 years. Robert Bernica, is he the real deal?
Well, Bernica DeFrica is a good bodybuilder, and he was one of these guys who was close and then fell to fourth at the USA.
Right.
And so people right away, they kind of like, you know, wrote him off. But here he comes back again. Like I said, it only takes one good show, mm-hmm. and you're back in it again. So Bernica bounced back like he had to. He came in his best shape in Atlanta and defeated a very disappointed Keith Williams, who got second again. But I think it was a fair decision, a good decision. And Bernica's got a lot of muscle on him, and I wouldn't overlook him as being a solid pro.
Yeah, no argument for me. And speaking of second place, last year's national runner-up, Angela DeFrancesco, walked off with the women's overall national title and an IFBB pro card. Lonnie, really quick before I let you go, heading into 2011, we're going to have a couple of new divisions, the women's physique division, the men's physique division, and we're also going to have let's talk about those two things really quick. The women's physique division, is it a necessary event that we need to create, or is it one that's being created out of necessity based on where women's bodybuilding has taken us today?
I think what it is it's a direct effort to maybe tone down things a little bit, and from what I understand, and it's only going to be offered at NP shows for national qualifying shows.
National show, yeah.
Yeah, I think it sounds like it's a step above a figure competitor's physique, but not as harsh as the current women bodybuilding standards are. So it's going to be kind of interesting.
As a promoter, the men's side of that, the men's physique division, I mean, is that a welcome addition as well?
Well, I'm going to try it. I mean, from a promoter's viewpoint, you got to look at it as, hey, I can get more contestants.
Yep.
And if you get more contestants, you get more fans, ticket buyers. So that's, you know, without the contestants and the ticket buyers and the sponsors, of course, we don't even have a show.
Yep.
And people would be probably shocked to find out how much these contests cost to put on. So that's going to be interesting. You know, the very successful magazines in our industry, the most successful, have been the fitness-orientated type magazines. And these people, I guess, are going to have like a fitness model look with maybe a tad more muscle.
Well, we're going to be interesting to see what goes down at the West Coast Bodybuilding Fitness Figure and Board Short competition June 25th in El Monte, where Asia Monet Ray will be making her return guest appearance along with, will Jay Cutler be there?
Jay Cutler is the featured guest poser. Asia Monet Ray is brought back by popular demand, and I she may also compete in figure, it's rumored, because she's got a lot of muscles. And Eli Blahut, who's my last year's overall champion, yeah, is also going to come back and guest pose a month before his USA debut.
Well, right on, Lonnie. Thanks for your contributions. We look forward to seeing you at the Fit Expo. That's slated for January the 29th
and 30th, and the Ironman Naturally, I'll be hosting that.
Yep. On Saturday, January 29th, prejudging's at 10 in the morning, finals at 4 p.m. on the Expo stage.
Right on. And we'll kick things off professionally in the 2011 season officially at the Weider Pro Bodybuilding Championships in Santa Monica at the Santa Monica Civic on February the 19th, 2 weeks prior to the Arnold Classic. Lonnie, it's been a pleasure. We'll catch up with you. Enjoy your Hanukkah, your Christmas, your Kwanzaa, and all that jazz.
I'm out.
That's Lonnie Tieper calling in to share his thoughts with us. Hopefully we'll see him again soon and find out what's going to be going on at the top of the year in January. Really quick, we got a freak calling in, a freak alert from New Jersey. Let's bring him on, Mr. G, Greg Valentino. Greg, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean, what's going on? I'm in New York, bro.
No, New York, I don't know why I got you in New Jersey. You kind of have that New Jersey sound. But look, we got you like 1 minute left. Lonnie Tieper, he's long-winded like me and like you. I'm going to bring you back next week because you're going to be at the Muscle Camp 2 weeks from now. What's going on with you, Greg?
Not much. I'm just really busy. But I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing you and all the new guys who I don't even know their freaking names. You know, at your Muscle Camp, because, you know, Carlo's going to be cooking. Victor Martinez and I have been, Carlo cooks for us all the time, so I'm looking forward to eating his food. I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I'm looking forward to, like, meeting everybody that's going to be there, you know? I don't go to too many bodybuilding events, so.
Yeah, I want to make sure everybody knew you were alive and well and that you're going to be there doing some of the MDTV stuff with Robbie Durand and all the people from MD. Obviously, you're chiming in on the board. Makes it all worthwhile. We're going to have next week's show is going to be a Muscle Camp special. So we got to bring you back next week so we can get a little bit more information on you and what's been going on with you and all that good stuff. Is that cool?
Sounds good, man. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Definitely, though. Okay?
Right on.
I'll come on next week. No problem.
All right, Greg. Thanks for calling in. Well, that's going to do it. We're going to come to a close here at episode number 88. We had an interesting chat with Lonnie Tieper, the Swami. We're going to find out at the top of the year his predictions in January for who he thinks the pro cards are waiting for them in 2011 and also what his take is on the upcoming Arnold Classic and New York Pro and all of those good things. On behalf of Steve Bleckman and Team MD, thank you for listening here at MD Radio and to all of our guests, Thackeray, Steve Klucko, congratulations to both of you, LT and Big Greg Valentino. We come to a close. We'll check you guys out around 7 days from now, December the 6th, for MD Radio. I'm Sean Ray. Good night.
Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.